This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Many things have changed as we pause our lives to fight the coronavirus. The world is facing unprecedented times. The virus has to date infected over 1.2 million people globally, resulting in more than 69,000 deaths as of Monday, the 6th of April, leaving more than 2 billion people around the world in some form of lockdown or self-isolation. With over 1,655 cases of the coronavirus recorded in South Africa as of today, there is no denying that the statistics surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic can feel overwhelming. But in the face of immense stress and trauma, there are people that are still doing good. Our NGOs and charities are still working tirelessly to help South Africans in need. The problem that they face is that many of the world's population are strapped for cash right now. And one of the last things that we do when we have money is give it to charities and NGOs. So they are suffering for this virus more than most will feel it. I've got Julia Satrinakos, the CEO of Reach for a Dream Foundation, on the line on the Good Things Guy podcast via our Zoom chats that we are doing over this lockdown period. And I want to talk to her a little bit about the foundation, about all the kids that are waiting for their dreams, COVID-19, and perhaps how they as a foundation are planning for unlockdown day. Julia, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
I guess this is an unprecedented time for the world, but as I touched on, as a foundation and Reach for a Dream, how has lockdown affected you guys?
Well, Brent, you know, for 31 years, we fulfilled dreams of children with life-threatening illnesses, and I think we, as a foundation, and as people, we take a lot for granted. And I think as a foundation, we are used to fulfilling children's dreams. We took for granted that we could do this and nothing could really stop us. We have fulfilled children's dreams that were nearly impossible to fulfill. And this lockdown has really grounded us to a complete halt. We obviously cannot put vulnerable children at risk. The COVID-19 has now prevented our volunteers and field workers and dream coordinators to even engage with children. With social distancing being the norm, Reach for a Dream is not about social distancing. We touch lives. We carry families through very difficult times. So we are struggling on all levels to come to terms with what's happening. And I'm sure a lot of people and your listeners are experiencing the same thing on one level or another.
I need to ask, just so you can paint a picture, but some of these kids, I mean, you've just made me realize that some of these kids who are waiting for dreams are now stuck in hospitals completely alone.
Absolutely. We've probably assessed about 400 children, and these children's dreams are waiting to be fulfilled. So the way we assess dreams is we actually go into the hospital with the permission of the mother or father, and then we speak to the doctor, we engage with the children, we leave children with a teddy bear, a Reach for a Dream teddy bear, and we tell them to dream and keep dreaming until we're back, because now we've basically locked and loaded three of their dreams. And we take it back to the office and we start coordinating the number one dream that we're going to fulfill. And for many children, they're hanging on to this dream that's going to be fulfilled. This is their hope. This is what's giving them courage to go through their chemo, to go through their dialysis day after day. So we not being there to fulfill or engage through our other programs like our Jabulani clowns who are in the hospitals all the time, our volunteers who are in the dream rooms in the hospitals, is creating a huge disconnect between us and the children. Children are waiting to see us and we can't get to them for obvious reasons. So they are even more isolated now more than ever, because that ray of hope that we were bringing into the clinics has now disappeared for good reasons. So those children are in complete isolation. I spoke to a doctor just last week, and you know, they're obviously restricting and being quite strict with visiting hours and parents visiting and who can visit. And some children have had their last bout of chemo and have been sent home. So yeah, it is unprecedented times. We've never experienced this before. In all our scenario planning and strat sessions, never would this have been something we could have ever planned for.
I just look at friends and acquaintances and seeing things that's happening on the news, and you realize how fragile we really are as a society. And a virus like this has completely put a pause on our lives. But, and the reason I use the word pause there is because you as a foundation have found a way to break through. There is a little bit of a loophole here, and we're able to bring some hope to these kids.
Yes, we're asking South Africans, as Reach for a Dream Foundation, we are asking all South Africans who are in this lockdown, we're in it together, and we're asking everyone to just take a video of yourself, your family, get your children involved, and give a message of hope to these children who are waiting for their dreams. We call them dreamers in waiting. They don't usually wait long. We don't know how long they're going to wait. Should the lockdown be lifted or not lifted, there will still be some time for us to get into the hospital setting. So we are experiencing some uncertainties. But in the meantime, everyone can make a difference by just uploading a video of themselves and hashtagging Share Hope and Reach for a Dream, so that we can show all these children who are waiting for their dreams that South Africa is behind them and their dreams will come true. We've had wonderful celebrities and just general South Africans. Some of our children in waiting have been giving other children in waiting messages of hope. And we really want to inspire these children, but also all of us in lockdown. Those of you who are feeling lonely and isolated, it's a very difficult time for people on a mental health level as well. You might be feeling anxious or depressed, and this is a perfect way of giving back to someone without having to break the bank or putting yourself out there. Just send a message to these beautiful children who are really desperately looking forward to their dream.
I think that's really, really beautiful. And it you know, it gives everybody stuck at home a purpose as well. A lot of people are not able to work right now because their work is tied down to actually going into an office or a warehouse or doing something, exactly like your Reach for a Dream volunteers who have to be there to assist in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are stuck at home right now, and it gives them a little bit of purpose and hope to share with other South Africans, which you touched on it. Mental health is a huge thing right now. I don't think we fully understand how this anxiety and this anticipatory grief that we have is affecting our minds. I could only imagine that being a little kid in hospital that is going through already something so big, and then almost being alone completely, must be heartbreaking. So I'm going to do it. I'll put a video together and I'm going to send it to some of the Reach for Dream kids for you.
Thank you, Brent. We'll really appreciate that.
100%. So we don't exactly know what's going to happen on the 16th of April. We're hoping that that is our unlockdown day, and the next day we'll be able to sort of go out and do things. Are you planning to help kids straight afterwards? What is the plan from your side with Reach for Dream and unlockdown day?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in touch with all our families, the 400 children who are waiting for their dreams. We're in touch with them. Some of them are at home. As soon as unlockdown day happens, I love that term, Brent, we are going to go straight to the retailers and buy these children their dreams, get their dreams organized and together as much as possible, and try and fulfill most of them that are not in hospital. And start engaging again with the doctors and seeing how do we get access into the hospitals. Most of the children have been sent at home, so that's a very good thing for us because we can actually reach them after lockdown day. So we're working behind the scenes, and we really hope that on the 17th of April we could bring some normality to the way we do things. And unfortunately for most South Africans, we've really had to reframe the way we do things. I don't know if life will ever be the same. I think life will probably be better for some people, and we've learned some shortcuts. And for Reach for Dreams specifically, we've reframed the way that we've been communicating as a team in terms of the operations and our field workers, how they communicate with the children and their families. So, you know, we've learned a lot. We need to take positive experiences as we do at the Reach for Dream Foundation, because you can't work there if you don't believe in dreams. So just from Reach for Dream side, we're hoping that we can just get through this and really, really start inspiring and reaching as many children as we can and do what we've been doing for the past 31 years.
I love that. And I'm so keen to back you wherever I can, and I will. I have to ask, because it's one of my favorite events of the year, and obviously it's postponed right now. Will we be having a slipper day? Please tell me we're having a slipper day.
We are definitely going to have a slipper day. I don't know when. We didn't want to set a date. It was just too prudent. We would rather just wait and see what our president has to say and what our retail partners have to say, and then we will make the decision together and we will announce it to everyone. Slipper day is the most exciting part of our year. We can't let this one slip by. It's got to happen. It will happen, Brent. I hope it will happen.
Amazing. Can you just tell listeners one more time where they can send their videos, what the hashtag is?
Yeah, so you can go onto social media after you record a video of yourself, tag at Reach for a Dream, and use the hashtag ShareHope. Don't need to only take a video. Sorry, Brent, you don't need to take a video. You could take a photograph and write a message on a cardboard if you're shy. There's some people that are shy and don't want to go on a video, but you want to take a photo. You can write a letter. Send a letter to us, and we'll send it to a child in waiting. Whatever it is, email us, go onto our website, www.reachfordream.org.za, and let's get the messages to those children.
Love, love, love. And I am so excited with the work that you're doing. I love being a part of Reach for a Dream and helping you wherever I can. And thank you for keeping the light shining even through the lockdown.
Thank you, Brent.
I'm Brent Lindekue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.